Westfield College Log, Principal Mary Stocks, St. Peter's Hall, Oxford, 1940. May 15th. War tension continues unabated. Students seem, for the most part, strangely unruffled. For members of the staff common room, life seems to be strung out on BBC news bulletins with intervals of waiting. May 20th. A demonstration by fire brigade in Main Quad took place, showing how to treat incendiary bombs. These were subjected to an ordeal by sand and by water, but as it was explained that a real incendiary bomb would be X times as hot, the affair lacked believability. May 28th. War situation reached climax with capitulation of Belgian army. Day-to-day work of the college seems increasingly irrelevant. June 22nd. War situation has reached a super climax with the collapse of the French and the opening of negotiations for separate peace. September. This month has been marked by a new war development, the continuous and destructive bombing of Greater London. October 8th. I have received news of 6 incendiary bombs on Westfield, resulting in a bonfire. This attracted German aircraft to Finchley Road and operations of the fire brigade, all deeply concerned for the state of things in Hampstead. October 14th. Students have returned to Oxford with interesting and varied tales of bombing in various parts of the country, especially over London.